Alan Lazar is a platinum-selling musician and composer whose career began in his native South Africa. He lives in Los Angeles, where he has composed music for more than 30 films and television shows. Rome is his first novel. The subtitle is actually a novel with music, and Rome is an insightful and heartwarming story about families, love lost and found, and a three-legged dog named Nelson who brings them all together. Welcome, Alan Lazar.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be with you.
Now, first, can you tell the listeners why the subtitle is a novel with music?
Well, at the time we were doing the final edit of Rome, my publisher, Atria Books, was rather intrigued by the fact that I'm a composer as well as an author, which they had said was rather unusual. So they suggested I should write a song or two for the book. And I thought about it for a while, as I'm more used to, you know, writing music for other people's movies or TV shows. But it started feeling like quite a unique and exciting opportunity to add to and enhance the emotional experience for readers. And the idea eventually expanded into 7 piano pieces, which were recorded on the Steinway in my studio. And each of them relates to specific themes, characters, or events in the novel. They exist separately from the text of the book. The idea is to listen to the pieces at 7 points which are noted in the novel. As a writer, what I really liked about creating the music was that it was a way to express the emotions of the story in music rather than words. And when the publisher heard all of the tracks, they came up with the idea of calling it a novel with music.
That's wonderful. Now, how did the story itself come about? What was the inspiration for that?
You know, I had the idea for the novel for many years. When I was a kid, I loved the novel Jonathan Livingston Seagull. And about 10 years ago, I thought about doing a similar type of novel with a spiritual journey at its core, but with a dog as the protagonist or hero. We have 3 beautiful dogs who are very important members of our family, and they served as very powerful inspiration for the book. I often found myself thinking about, you know, what was going on in their heads as they sniffed the grass and their daily walks, you know, the powerful love that they have for our family members. And then I saw a couple of reports in the press about dogs who had been separated from their owners for 2, 5, even 10 years, and then miraculously turned up at the other side of the country, you know, due to this new chip technology. I wondered where they had been on their journeys. What really got me writing, though, was about 3 years ago, I lost my dad, and I think losing one's parents really gets one thinking a lot about life and death and the meaning of it all. So that kind of galvanized me, and I began writing Rome, which took about a year or so to write.
Now, can you just give us a brief synopsis of the story?
Well, the hero of Rome is a dog called Nelson, who's half beagle and half poodle. And as a pup, he is picked up at a pet store by Katie, a concert pianist, and her husband, Don. And soon Nelson's love for Katie grows and grows and becomes a great love, as does each dog's love for their very first human. However, there are problems in Katie and Don's marriage, and kind of as a result, the back gate of their house is left open one day. And Nelson is a very curious dog, and he wanders out the gate. Soon he's lost, and he spends 8 long years wandering across America, meeting a wide range of humans, each with particular stories to tell. And he becomes part of all of their lives. He also meets other dogs and even a pack of wolves. That's one of my favorite parts of the story. So sometimes his adventuring is fun, but he also has to overcome some very difficult obstacles and hard times along the way. It's a story about a dog, but Nelson's journey, I think, mirrors all of our journeys through life, its ups and downs. It's about character and enduring love and remaining true to oneself, I think.
Is the music supposed to be from the perspective of Katie?
No, it's actually from the perspective of Nelson. Sometimes it's about themes in the story. Sometimes it's about events in the story. Sometimes about characters in the story. At the end of 7 chapters in the book, there are links to the music. They're accessed by Microsoft tags in the hardcover, the buttons you can press in the ebook, and in the audiobook, they'll just play at the correct places in the story. And they each relate to specific characters, themes, or events going on at that time. You can also listen to the piano pieces at my website, alanlazaro.com.
Now, you mentioned to me previously that you're very excited about the audiobook edition, which is narrated by Audie Award finalist Patrick Lawler. Tell me a little bit about why you're excited.
Well, it's family tradition that every year when we drive from L.A. up to Northern California for our family Thanksgiving, we listen to an audiobook. It's kind of amazing how the eight-hour journey just disappears. And often we arrive and we sit in the car waiting to hear the end of the story, and our family inside gets kind of irritated with us because we're not going inside. So we've loved audiobooks for many years, and this year it will be a particularly exciting Thanksgiving for us as we'll be listening to Patrick Lawler narrate Rome.
Thanks so much, Alan Lazar, author of Rome, A Novel with Music, available as an audiobook on Tantor.com. Thanks so much, Alan.
Thank you very much, Alan.